The Enforcement Directorate on Tuesday questioned former Indian cricket team captain and Congress leader Mohammad Azharuddin for over 9 hours in a money laundering case linked to alleged financial irregularities in the Hyderabad Cricket Association, official sources said. The federal agency recorded his statement under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, they said. The 61-year-old former MP was first asked to depose before the ED on October 3, but he sought deferment of the notice and asked for a fresh date. The agency subsequently issued him fresh summons to appear on October 8, dressed in a white kurta pajama. Azharuddin reached the ED office on Fateh Maidan Road around 11 a.m. He left the ED office after 9 p.m. He told reporters while exiting that he was cooperating with the investigation. All the allegations which have been made were baseless, frivolous and done with a malified intention. Beyond that I have nothing more to say. I don't want to go into the details, he said. The probe is related to alleged financial irregularities in the Hyderabad Cricket Association, HCA. The ED had conducted searches in connection with the irregularities in November last year. Azharuddin's role during his tenure as the HCA president is under the scanner of the agency. The sources had said, the former Indian skipper had unsuccessfully contested the Telangana Assembly polls held last year, following the registration of a case in connection with the alleged irregularities by the Telangana police last year. He had said that the allegations leveled against him were false and motivated and it was just a stunt pulled by his rivals to ruin his reputation. The money laundering case stems from 3 FIRs and charge sheets filed by the Telangana Anti-Corruption Bureau, ECB, in connection with alleged criminal misappropriation of funds of the HCA to the tune of 20 crore rupees. One such police fir was registered on the complaint of the HCA Chief Executive Officer Sunil Kante Bose after a forensic audit, interim report, found that certain transactions done on behalf of the HCA with third-party vendors were found to be OT genuine and that the transactions were carried out in a manner detrimental to the interest of the association. The police charge sheets contain allegations of serious irregularities in the procurement of DG sets, firefighting systems and canopies for the Rajiv Gandhi Cricket Stadium constructed in Uppal, Hyderabad, the ED had earlier said in a statement. According to the charge sheets, despite deadlines, several works were delayed inordinately, leading to escalated costs and budget enhancements and corresponding losses to the HCA. It was found that the office bearers of the HCA, including its then secretary, president and vice president and others, in collusion with private parties, arbitrarily got various tenders and works allotted to preferred vendors, contractors at higher than market rates without following proper tender processes and in many cases even before the receipt of quotations, the agency had alleged, advance payments were made to many contractors but no work was done by them, it added. The ED had raided the premises of former office bearers of the HCA, including former Vice President and cricketer Shivlal Yadav, Congress MLA and ex-HCA President Gaddam Vinod, former HCA Secretary Arshad Ayub apart from the office of a company called SS Consultants Private Limited and the residential premises of its managing director Satyanarayan. The ED had said its raids undertaken last year led to the seizure of digital devices, incriminating documents and unaccounted cash of 10.39 lakh rupees. One of the observations made in the forensic report was that Mohammad Azharuddin, the then president of the association in the 9th Apex Council meeting held on March 3, 2021 had sought to take up discussions regarding firefighting equipment. However, subsequently without assigning any reasons, the tender was not allotted to any of the bidders. Thereafter, the HCA had floated a second tender for the same work. Azharuddin is a Padma Shri and Arjuna Award recipient. He began his political innings with a win from Uttar Pradesh's Moradabad Lok Sabha seat in 2009. He is also a working president of the Telangana Pradesh Congress Committee, TPCC.